This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. There are changes afoot in the way Vermont's Corrections Department houses and treats sexual offenders. The program has most recently been located at facilities in Windsor and Springfield. Now it's moving to the Northwest Correctional Center in St. Albans, and there's a big turnover in service providers. VPR's Charlotte Albright reports.
Vermont has long been recognized as a leader in sexual offender treatment, with recidivism rates hovering around 5%. Now that the program is moving to a new location, none of the independent contractors who have been working with incarcerated offenders have reapplied for their jobs, as required by the Department of Corrections. The departing therapists do not want to speak publicly about their decisions to leave the program. Several say privately they would be willing to move from the Upper Valley to St. Albans, but fear they would not have job security. A few are unhappy with the direction treatment is taking toward what corrections officials call manualized intervention. Here's how DOC Program Services Director Kim Bushy defines that term.
Manualized means that the curriculum has been developed in a particular order that usually builds on each other. Lessons build on each other, or skills practice build on each other, and that there's some structured guidance around how the material gets presented.
Bushy says she knows some therapists at first resisted the new written curriculum and would rather have more freedom to treat each individual offender differently. But she says it's based on sound research about what triggers sexual misbehavior and what kinds of interventions are needed to change it. Now that the former therapists have left the program, it will be overseen by a newly hired New Hampshire-based contractor called Reentry Resources. Bushy acknowledges that the company has more experience in substance abuse treatment than in sexual offender intervention.
But we also have consultation, and they have consultation with some experts in the sex offender treatment and assessment world.
Robert Lang, the state's contact for Reentry Resources, declined to be interviewed. The Department of Corrections provided his $826,000 contract, but it does not contain much information about the Manchester, New Hampshire-based company. The contract covers 2 years and funds 4 interventionists. Bushy says using this single contractor will be easier to manage than the separate therapists. She believes Lang will be able to hire replacements for the outgoing therapists, who will be able to get positive results by integrating written curriculum into group therapy.
I mean, now we're preparing for change because, you know, we're transitioning the program and we have a new contractor. So we're preparing to shift some of the curriculum around and to provide a structured individual model and a supervision model. But other than that, nothing else has really changed either.
Nevertheless, one sexual offender treatment specialist who has admired Vermont's program in the past does have concerns about the direction it seems to be taking. David Prescott is past president of the Association for the Treatment of Sexual Offenders, and he has followed the trend away from individual therapy to heavier reliance on manuals. Even though he has used some of that curriculum successfully by revising it, he still can understand why veteran therapists have left Vermont's program.
Changes such as going to a highly manualized treatment situation has been responsible for people having second thoughts about staying in the field. And frankly, one of them is me. I'm very aware that research has shown that who the therapist is very important to how well treatment actually works.
It's too soon to tell if the new contractor will get the positive recidivism results of the staff who left, but the legislature's Corrections Oversight Committee says it will keep a close eye on all the changes underway. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.